Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices. Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity. With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Listen. Man, I am super excited, grateful, and thankful for all of you who have been chiming into the shows over the past years. We've done some phenomenal things. We brought some awesome guests on our show, and we've also talked about tons of productive topics. In the year of 2021, we're going to switch things up. We're going to do what only we can do. We're going to be talking to you from lenses that you've never, ever imagined. But what I really want to start off this year with is talking to you about being productively fit. Productively fit. Why does this matter? You may ask yourself, why does this matter? But here's what I say to you. It's one body, one mind, one spirit. I'm going to say this again. You have one body, one mind, and one spirit. And it's imperative that you actually get productively fit. Every day is a great day to be productive. Why? Because it's possible. So I have a challenge for each and every one of you who are listening to the sound of my voice or will be listening through the replay. I want to challenge you to be productively fit. If you are truly ready to dominate your year, your life, it starts with you showing up and being consistent. Now, I'm going to be talking about several things today that I really, really want you to think about. I want you to dive into, and I don't want you to gloss over. Yes, I know many people are going to be talking about New Year's resolutions and all of this stuff, but I'm not here about a resolution. I don't want to talk to you about a resolution. I want to talk to you about a lifestyle change, a lifestyle change. See, when you're really ready for change, change will come. And how do I know this? Because I have had this transformation in my life and I have seen it done multiple times throughout my career and my opportunities to help hundreds of thousands of people. I'm going to share some wisdom and some nuggets with you that if you utilize them, guaranteed, you're going to have a fantastic year. You're going to see a better version of yourself each and every day. You're going to wake up winning. You're going to want to win each and every day. You're going to find yourself saying, I want to help someone else to be better. Why? Because I've gotten better. And that, my friends, is really where you want to be. So I call this the Productively Fit Challenge. I want you to be challenged. Watch this mentally, physically, and spiritually. I want you to dare to challenge yourself this year, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Now, let me just start off by saying this is not for the faint at heart, folks. We're not talking about, you know, just simply declaring something or, you know, doing something for X amount of days, 7 days, and then falling off. I'm talking about doing this for an extended period of time. Now, what I want to do, how do you eat an elephant? You bite it one small piece at a time. So what I want to start off by sharing with you is you could do this in a 31-day period, but the moment that you complete it, I want you to start it again. So we're talking about productively fit. I'm challenging everyone out there to become mentally, physically, and spiritually fit. The focus of this is for you to be intentional about your productivity. I don't want you to haphazardly have success. I don't want you to every now and then win. I want you to be intentional about your productivity. And furthermore, I want you to be intentional about your productivity in every area of your life. This year, I'm going to challenge you to stretch yourself. There are some areas that you know that you're weak in, that your productivity is slacking in. Well, guess what? Be honest with yourself, put it out there, and then do something about it. You know, I often tell people what you focus on actually gets done. Not what you talk about, but what you focus on. What you intently focus on is actually what gets accomplished. All right? So now that we've gotten there, I'm going to challenge you to do daily practices that will increase your mental, physical, and spiritual disciplines. You will not believe, after you have done this for several days, how things become systematic, routine, and now become your daily habits. One of the things I want you to ask yourself is this: what attitudes do I need to change in my life this year? Every year, people begin to reflect, but soon after the first of the year, they tend to forget. I don't want you to forget. I want you to reflect. And I want you to put up small things all around your home, your apartment, or your condo, or your mansion, wherever you live. I want you to remind yourself by putting up statements of reflection. Now, here are some things that you're going to learn along this journey. You're going to learn how to create a lifestyle of productivity. You're going to learn how to develop a mental discipline. You're going to learn how to develop a physical discipline. You're going to learn how to develop a spiritual discipline. You're going to learn how to be productively fit. You're going to learn how to develop and establish accountability in your life. You're going to learn how to develop and become an agent of change. Now, if none of this interests you, then go ahead and turn the channel. Just do whatever you need to do. But for those who are really serious, for those who really want something different in life, those of you who want to see progress, those of you who are willing to go through this process, I guarantee you will get every bit of what you put in. I'll say that again. I guarantee you will get everything that you put into this. You will get out of it what everything that you put into this. And let me just share this with you, a quick nugget. Making small improvements daily is the key to growing immensely in a lifetime. So the question is, are you ready to be productively fit? Well, in order to do so, there are several things that I want to share with you that you're going to need to do. Number one, I want you to start practicing uninterrupted meditation for at least 15 minutes a day. Do you know that it's in the silence that you hear the most? Do you recognize that many things that you have seen that are birthed or that you utilize on a daily basis has come from someone actually meditating? Great ideas come to those who search for them. Great ideas are those ideas that come and are birthed in the silence. So I dare you to practice uninterrupted meditation for at least 15 minutes a day. Now, many of these things are not going to be super hard, but do you know that those who do good things on a consistent basis are those who succeed? Do you know those who hit the ground running and walk or run a straight line are those who really can be called successful? So would you practice uninterrupted meditation for roughly 15 minutes a day? This is not something hard that you cannot do. So each and every one of you who are listening, who are writing them down, taking notes and saying to yourself, yeah, I want to do this thing. This thing sounds like something that I really would like to do. I want to see progress in my life. I want to see success. Well, you can get it. But these are the seven things that I'm going to ask you to do every single day. Don't cheat yourself, but treat yourself. All right. So number one, we're practicing uninterrupted meditation for 15 minutes daily, at least. The second thing is, I dare you. I double dog on dare you. I mean, seriously, I challenge you to read something spiritual for 30 minutes and practice what you have read during your day. It may sound simple, but what it's going to do is cause you to want to do better. You're going to read something spiritual so that you can create spiritual discipline. Then you're going to practice what you have read during the day. That's called evidence and results by execution. That's called evidence and results by execution. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I surely hope so, because these are the building blocks to being productively fit. The third thing that I want to share with you is to establish a healthy way of eating and follow it. Listen, I'm not talking about getting on a diet. I'm not talking about trying something for 10 days, 7 days. I'm talking about, listen, what works for you? What works for your schedule? What is healthy for your body? Establish a healthy way of eating and follow it. Why? Because your body is one. You only get one. You don't get to change bodies once it's all tired, broke down, and run out. So we got one body, one mind, one spirit. So if you want to live long and you want to leave a legacy, a lasting legacy, then you're going to have to establish a healthy way of eating and follow it. Ha ha. Now, I know I may have cussed at a few of you, but healthy way of eating and follow it. Okay. Number four, I want you to work out for at least 30 minutes a day. Now, listen, I'm not here to tell you what that workout needs to be. Many of you may be doing CrossFit. You may be doing, you know, Tai Bo. You may be doing Zumba. I don't care what it is that you do, but challenge yourself to do at least 30 minutes of workout a day. Now, for some of you, a workout may be a walk around the block. Man, if that's the case, do it. But do it. That's the key. Just do it. Be like Nike and just do it. The fifth thing is to read something for personal and professional growth for 30 minutes and implement what you have read during the day. Now, this is where it starts to get a little tricky, because you've got a spiritual side and now you have a practical or a mental side that you also have to nourish. But both of these are disciplines that are calling for you to do the right thing. Ooh, that's a Spike Lee move in a moment. Will you do the right thing? Will you read something for personal or professional growth for 30 minutes and then implement what you have read during the day? The reason that I often like to tell people to do things right away, first and foremost, I may gain wisdom and knowledge, but unless I execute that knowledge, I really, really can't say that I've mastered it. So if you want to master something, in terms of what you learn, you've got to execute it. So once again, get out there, read something for personal or professional growth, at least 30 minutes, and implement what you have learned throughout the day. That's a beautiful thing, folks. I'm telling you, being productively fit is not the norm. It is the exception, folks. And if you want to be exceptional, then you'll dive into what we're talking about. Number six, establish a practice of helping at least one person from something that you have learned each day. Each one, teach one. There's no better practice than execution. And there's no better practice than becoming a teacher of what you learn. So it's not just enough for you to read it. It's not just enough for you to go out and implement it or practice it. But now I'm challenging you to go out and teach someone from what you learned each day. I'm talking about becoming a lifelong learner. See, being productively fit has so many facets to it that you're doing these things and you don't even know that you're accomplishing all of this. But you do this for 31 days and it becomes more than a habit. It becomes a way of life. And then lastly, I'll share with you, it's imperative that you journal your journey. You journal your journey. See, if it's not written down, it's never happened. That's a mentality that I need you to get. If you get an idea, then write it down. If you write it down, it becomes a reminder. If it becomes a reminder, then it gets etched in your mind. And once it gets etched in your mind, execution is inevitable. So journal your journey daily. That way, when you're looking back, you'll be able to see from how far you have actually come. Are you picking up what I'm putting down right about now? I sure hope so, because here at Live to Produce and here with Productive Business Civility and here with Productivity 360 and here with Civility 360, we believe in doing life and winning together. I'm sharing principles with you that I know will transform your life. The question is, honestly, what are you going to do with them? Because Dr. Vern is already doing his part. I'm maximizing these actual things. So here's the biggest challenge that I have for you, those seven things. If you complete that every single day for 31 days, man, you will be productively fit. You will have a mindset. You will have a heart. You will have a routine to be productively fit. Now, let's not stop there, though. I challenge each and every one of you who are listening to this broadcast to share your progress by posting your results each day using the hashtag ProductivelyFit. I don't care if you're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I don't care. It doesn't matter. LinkedIn. What I'm saying to you is every day that you accomplish these seven things, I want you to put a post out, whether it's with a picture or a video or whatever, to let the world know that you are productively fit. You're pursuing being productively fit. And that's the one thing, my friends, nobody, and I'll say it again, nobody can take away from you. Now the question is, are you ready to make a difference in this world? Well, it's going to start by you taking one small step at a time, you being uniquely you, you showing up and showing out every single day. It's not a fad. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. So I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down, and I hope that you will see another great year in the year of 2021. My friends, you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and be productively fit. Why? Because it truly is possible. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you all.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.